Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge. On today's episode 12, we are going to be talking about eagles versus chickens. And what is your mindset, attitude, and lifestyle that you're currently living? Are you showing up like an eagle or are you showing up like a chicken? Because it's a choice. It's a choice and you get to choose. And I believe we're all born eagles. And sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that and call it forth such that we start to lean back into the mindset, attitude, and lifestyle of an eagle. So I hope you get value today. If you do, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a positive review if you can. I'd really appreciate it. And thanks again so much for listening. Everybody, I think this is a funny subject. I don't know why, yet I love this distinction. And I'm sure some of you have heard it before. And so this may be a reminder. If some of you haven't heard this before, listen in and relate this to yourself. So my question for you is, are you an eagle or are you a chicken? And you know what? You have a choice. Do you choose to be an eagle and soar, or do you choose to be a chicken and scratch? Eagles soar with other eagles high above the clouds, and they're fierce. While chickens scratch on the ground, they walk around clucking, and they just hang out with other chickens, not doing much about anything. So are you an eagle or are you a chicken? This is from a book, Joyce Meyer's Never Give Up. Okay, and so I'm just going to share a few differences between being an eagle and being a chicken. And as I'm reading it, I want you to check in with yourself. How do you choose to show up in your personal life, in your relationships, with yourself, with the goals you're currently working on, within your business as an entrepreneur? Okay, you're working towards your future. You just relate this to yourself. Once again, never from beat up, from awareness, because awareness before change. Okay. And so I'm going to start with an eagle. So this is the mindset, attitude, and lifestyle of an eagle. I'm going to speak from we, because I'm choosing to suggest that we are all eagles, okay? Even if you're not quite displaying the eagle attitude right now, it is in there somewhere, okay? So eagles look at obstacles as stepping stones towards their own success. They help others achieve their goals as well when obstacles pop up, and we adapt to forever changing environments and rise above adversity, okay? So this is huge. So when obstacles come, if you are somebody who wants to move throughout and towards success, it's really important that you look for the solutions, you look for the opportunity, you look for the blessings. In the last episode of my solo episodes, episode 10, I talked about this. What do you do when an adversity happens? How do you choose to have a perspective of there's blessings in there? Okay. If you start to train yourself this way, this could be life-changing as well. I know I say that a lot. This could be life-changing. Yet it's true. If opportunity presents itself through an obstacle and you start to have the goggles on that, where are the opportunities? Where are the solutions here? How can I help other people and therefore help myself? Your entire outlook and life will start to change. And that is the mindset of an eagle. That is what an eagle does. Okay. So eagles also fight for what is right, and they don't allow opinions of others to derail us from our goals. So we do what is right. We do what aligns within ourselves. We do what is in our heart. Okay. So that's like we do the right thing when no one is watching. We operate with integrity. You know what happens when you tell the truth and operate with integrity? You never have to second guess yourself, right? It makes life a heck of a lot easier. And that's how eagles roll, okay? Or I should say that's how eagles fly, okay? So eagles take charge of our life. We don't worry about what might hurt us because we know our own value and our own worth when it comes to the opinions of others. So we don't care what people say behind our back. Okay. Eagles soar above them. We soar above pettiness. We soar above the opinions of others. If someone needs to attempt to put us down, we just soar above that because we know that's a reflection of that person, right? We all have people or know people in our life that in order to lift themselves up, they feel like they have to squash other people or put other people down or judge other people outwardly. And I'm just telling you right now, if you're not aware, this is really just a reflection of that person. and where their self-worth is. It just means they have some work to do on themselves. Be careful you are not that person. Eagles do not talk poorly and badly and gossip about other people. Okay? Really important. I remember one time I had a friend in business who was going around spreading a rumor about me about a business transaction that was completely untrue, completely untrue. And my mentor said to me, he said, you know what, Kelly, are you an integrity? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, then don't worry about it. Let her lose sleep over it. Let her look like the bad one by going around talking about you. And you hold your head high and you don't have energy on it and you just keep on trucking. And that was the best advice I had ever gotten. And the truth is, if somebody is saying something bad about you and they're saying it to other people and other people are starting to believe it, right? And it's not true and you're in integrity, you probably don't want those people in your life anyways. It's just an easy way to flush out who are the right people to have in your life and who aren't. Okay. So eagles are strong-willed. They're brave. They're confident. And they create opportunities when previously there were only blocks or walls. And so eagles do not buy into excuses, right? Eagles don't have excuses. They focus on what they want. They focus on where they're going. They focus on where they're flying and they take flight. They keep their eye on the prize. Eagles also ask for help and they ask others how to succeed and what steps they took. So eagles source out people who have what they want and they get curious and they ask questions and they let their ego go and they become humble and they say, how did you do what you did? Okay. So we're curious. We're hungry for the answers and we're open to being coachable. We're open to learning from what other people are doing. Okay. So this is really important. We ask for support. We ask for support. Eagles crush our goals. No matter who says we are worthy, and we help others along the way, no matter who gets the recognition. Wow, that's a big one. So if you're a leader or you're in a leadership position, I always like to say one of the greatest signs of a leader is when they empower someone else to step into their leadership such that person gets recognized and you don't have to have the recognition like, hey, I did that. I was a part of it. I was their mentor. You let someone else step up and shine. And you lead from behind. Okay. So you let other people get recognition. So we pick up the phone and ask for the sale, right? If we're talking about businesses, leaders take action. We enroll others that what we have to offer is worth it and can solve their problem. So we're great at enrollment, helping other people get what they want and causing other people to do what we want them to do so that they can get it. Okay. Eagles invest in ourselves by spending money. Okay. Yes. If you have a business or you have a goal or you have something you want, it's going to require investment. So eagles invest in our brand. We invest in our own businesses and we invest in our personal development and our growth. Okay. Eagles don't take no for an answer. And we deal with rejection as one step closer to a yes. Okay, so you go for no and you just let rejection bing off you. It's like it's a visual. It just bings right off you. It doesn't faze you after a while because you're just searching and looking for the yeses. That's what you're doing as a leader and as an eagle. Okay, so eagles create solutions for people problems. We are of service to others and we take massive action to implementing our brilliant ideas and put them to the greater good. So we are solution mindset. We're taking action. We're in forward progress towards our worthy goals where it's a win-win. And we're always looking at how is what I'm doing also benefiting others in the greater good. Okay. Are you an eagle? Does that resonate with you? Where are you maybe not being an eagle? What do you got to shift? What do you got to do different? So just checking in with yourself and your life and your mindset and your attitude. So that is that of an eagle. So let's talk about the chicken. Okay. Let's talk about the chicken, right? Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So chickens seem to have fun just plucking away at life and walking around aimlessly with other chickens. I don't know. Sounds funny to me. Yet they don't get far in life, right? So just walking around, clucking around, scratching and plucking. Okay. So why don't they get far in life? Because they give up too easily. Chickens give up easily because they don't believe in themselves and they choose to give up and because their journey is not worth the sacrifice. Okay. So we don't want to feel the sacrifice so that we can then get the reward. It's not as important to them. Okay. Now I'm not going to say we and us, because we are and us are not chickens. Okay. So them, those guys, the chickens out there somewhere. Okay. So chickens find it impossible to take steps to success because they're always focused on the obstacle. They're focused on what's in the way. And they don't have high self-esteem because they're not taking action and taking steps and therefore creating wins and building self-confidence and building self-belief. Okay. So chickens, their awareness around their vision and goal and something that they believe in on a daily basis isn't really there. So they just wake up and go about life. So everybody who's listening, if this is you right now, if you're feeling this way, it's so important that you push pause and you start to take stock of your life and ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? So that you can start to create some goals for yourself and have a vision and have some purpose and some direction for where you're going. Okay. So that you can get out of being a chicken and start to move to an eagle. So chickens are scared to try new things. They're scared to take risks. If you're never willing to do anything different, you're not going to have different. Chickens get distracted too easily and ultimately end up doing whatever is easiest. And that is not how we grow, hanging out in our comfort zone. Chickens continuously make a lot of noise, but hardly accomplish anything. Like always talking about maybe what they're going to do or not do or this or that or judging other people. Or if you're going after your goals, they have an opinion and they've got advice for you and they've got guidance. Yet they never even put themselves in the playing field, right? So they make a lot of noise, but they don't ever act on it themselves. So chickens don't positively condition their minds to compartmentalize their priorities, their schedules, and goals to maximize good use of their time. Okay. This is so important. If you want to design your life and be in control of your life, you need to be in control of your time. Okay. Or sorry, I don't want to say need, but it's going to support you. Okay. To be in control of your time. That's a recommendation, because when you're in control of your time with what you're doing, okay, that's how you're going to actually create the life that you want, making sure your time is of your values and your goals and your priorities. I am going to be talking about how to do this and how to schedule what I like to call your rocks in the next solo episode. So chickens allow opinions of others to define who they should become. Okay. So if you don't have clarity and confidence within yourself about what you want and who you're becoming, it is going to be very easy for other people's opinions to assuage what you do and how you're doing it and what your life looks like. And that is scary. You don't want that. Okay. Chickens learn to rough it. They live in the struggle and they become accustomed to the mediocre. So life of a chicken doesn't sound too great, okay? There's very clear depictions between the two. So my question for you is, which mindset, attitude, and lifestyle do you want? So for an eagle, it is much more difficult to be an eagle because nothing worth having comes easy, yet it's always worth it. It's always worth it. Okay, chickens' lives are mundane, but for some, this works, and that's just fine, and that's okay. You get to choose. I personally believe we are all born eagles. My podcast and my business is called Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, for a reason. Unleashing greatness within is really a metaphor for unleashing your inner eagle, unleashing it. It's why I have this podcast. I want all of you to know how great you are, how amazing you are, that you are an eagle, okay, that you are a leader, that you are worthy, you are deserving, you are everything that you want yourself to be. It's in there. Sometimes we just need to call it forth again, okay, and start showing up that way and believing it in ourselves so we can be it, do it, and therefore have the things that we desire. So in closing, I want to read a couple fables that are just a minute or so each. So I encourage you to keep listening because these will help you relate to possibly where you're at and then give you the bravery and the courage to start to show up different. Okay. So are you an eagle or are you a chicken? We can all use a little encouragement from time to time, especially when we begin to have feelings of self-doubt and or frustration, because when left unchecked, this could cause us to not achieve our goals and dreams. And it can be as simple as some encouragement, as someone saying, keep at it. You got this. You can do it. You're deserving. I believe in you. Whether that's a friend or a mentor or a parent or a colleague. Words of encouragement matter. They make a difference. And I'm here to say you can do this. So I want to read these two fables. So this is the first one. And you might have heard these before. It's called The Eagle Who Thought He Was a Chicken. It's just about a minute long. A baby eagle became orphaned when something happened to his parents. He glided down to the ground from his nest, but was not yet able to fly. A man picked him up. The man took him to a farmer and said, "This is a special kind of barnyard chicken that will grow up big." The farmer said, "Don't look like no barnyard chicken to me." "Oh, yes, it is. You will be glad to own it." The farmer took the baby eagle and placed it with his chickens. The baby eagle learned to imitate the chickens. He could scratch the ground for grubs and worms. He grew up thinking he was a chicken. Then one day, an eagle flew over the barnyard. The eagle looked up and wondered, "What kind of animal is that? How graceful, powerful, and free it is." Then he asked another chicken, "What is that?" The chicken replied, "Oh, that is an eagle. But don't worry yourself about that. You will never be able to fly like that." And the eagle went back to scratching the ground. He continued to behave like the chicken he thought he was. Finally, he died, never knowing the grand life that could have been his. Pretty sad. I didn't know if you thought that was going to be the outcome. Yet it's, oof, that hits home. So how many of you are hanging out with chickens, believing your chickens, not allowing your light to shine, knowing that you got an eagle inside of you? Don't wait, you guys. Don't wait to call it forth and call it out and take steps such that you can start to believe you're an eagle and start to fly. Life is too short, man. You deserve to be an eagle. Okay. So number two, fable of the eagle and the chicken. A fable is told about an eagle who thought he was a chicken. When the eagle was very small, he fell from the safety of his nest. A chicken farmer found the eagle, brought him to the farm, and raised him in a chicken coop among his many chickens. The eagle grew up doing what chickens do, living like a chicken and believing he was a chicken. A naturalist came to the chicken farm to see if what he had heard about an eagle acting like a chicken was really true. He knew that an eagle is king of the sky. He was surprised to see the eagle strutting around the chicken coop, pecking at the ground and acting very much like a chicken. The farmer explained to the naturalist that this bird was no longer an eagle. He was now a chicken because he had been trained to be a chicken and he believed that he was a chicken. The naturalist knew there was more to this great bird than his actions showed as he pretended to be a chicken. He was born an eagle and had the heart of an eagle, and nothing could change that. The man lifted the eagle onto the fence surrounding the chicken coop and said, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Stretch forth like wings and fly." The eagle moved slightly only to look at the man. Then he glanced down at his home among the chickens in the chicken coop where he was comfortable. He jumped off the fence and continued to do what chickens do. The farmer was satisfied. "I told you it was a chicken," he said. So it goes on to say that the naturalist just did not believe this. He wanted the eagle to know he was an eagle. So he came back two more times and tried it again, telling him, "Eagle, thou art an eagle." And the eagle kept hopping off, okay, and wanting to be a chicken. So knowing what eagles are really about, he said, "I'm going to try one more time." So the naturalist returned the next morning to the chicken farm and took the eagle and the farmer some distance away to the foot of a high mountain. They could not see the farm nor the chicken coop from this new setting. So dream big is the message there. The man held the eagle on his arm and pointed high into the sky where the bright sun was beckoning above. He spoke, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou dost belong to the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." This time the eagle stared skyward into the bright sun, looking right to where he wanted to go, straightened his large body and stretched his massive wings. His wings moved slowly at first, then surely, and then powerfully. With the mighty screech of an eagle, he flew. So all it takes is to believe in others and believe in ourselves, right? He stretched his wings and slowly but surely he flew. All of you can fly. You are all eagles. And so what can you do today to step into the mindset, attitude, and lifestyle of an eagle as you are one and as you're meant to be? Thanks everyone for listening. Appreciate it. So just in reflection, to ask yourself that question, are you being an eagle or are you being a chicken? And you know what? I have been a chicken and sometimes I triple up as a chicken. And then I have to stop myself and remind myself I am an eagle. Okay. And so it's a process. and you got this, you can do it. You are all eagles. A big part of being an eagle is knowing what you want and where you're going. And so if you don't have those answers, that's okay. I encourage you to do what you can to start to ask yourself the questions and figure it out. I do have a course, the Success Achievement Blueprint. It's an online course. You can go into my website. The link is in my show notes, and go to the online course and you can take it. And it will help you get clear on what your vision is, your values, your goals. It'll give you some tools for your mindset of an eagle, and it will support you in what to do when obstacles arise so that you don't step away from what you want. You actually lean into it and you build your confidence and you start to become who you're meant to be and do the things that you need to do so you can have what you want. So I encourage you all to go and take a look at that. If I was to ask you that question, what do you want? And your answer is, I'm not sure. Okay, that course is available to you. So just once again, everybody, with love, greatness, and success, thanks for listening. It's Kelly Beveridge.